The new fire station is considered 23% more efficient than standard buildings, which officials estimate will save the city about $6,000 per year. The building's high-tech air conditioning system will save a lot of electricity. John Von Hoff, the project's contractor, said the system works so well there are no noticeable differences in temperature from room to room.
The air conditioning system is a very sophisticated system which has two compressors and feeds 9 air handlers throughout the building and there's no dead zones where you'll find, you know, where you'll be walking and all of a sudden the temperature jump. The efficiency of the units is very, very new and very efficient.
The station was also designed with expansive windows to let in as much natural light as possible, reducing the need for artificial light. The structure's roof is about 7 inches thick and coated with a reflective material. Rooms have motion sensors that turn lights off when no one is in them, and the bathrooms utilize low-flow plumbing fixtures. But Mike Connors, the Public Works Administrator for the city, says the LEED certified building will also save money in building maintenance.
In addition to the utility savings, building maintenance expenses are expected to be substantially less due to the structural brick interior, as you can see throughout, wood paneling and cabinetry that should last a lifetime, and virtually maintenance-free flooring. Although the woodwork, as you may tour this building after we speak, looks rather exotic, it's really several of the 200-plus species of bamboo that can be replenished due to quick growth at light years the speed of your conventional hardwoods. And although the flooring looks like terrazzo, it's really concrete with granite aggregate and a pigmented cement that is micro-grounded and burnished to look almost like artwork.
Connors said he expects these traits will land station number 8 a top spot among green building ratings.
50 years ago, fire station number 8, nestled along the wetlands of Lake McGorry Park, opened its doors. Today, its patiently awaited replacement sits atop this same tract of land. This is the third of 3 major city building projects that will garner a LEED certification for leading environmental and engineering design. In this case, we expect a gold certification, making it the first gold LEED certified fire station in the state of Florida.
The old station had to be removed before construction could begin on the new one. Von Hoff, who headed up much of the process, said he recycled as much of the demolished materials as possible.
We set it up so that everybody, when they came on board, I had a small dumpster for plastic, I had a dumpster for paper, I had a dumpster for cardboard, concrete, metals, everything. So that's part of being, as the contractor, one of our big ones is keeping the trash from the landfill.
The city budgeted $1.5 million for the project. Connor said that cost would have been much higher if the new station had been built on a new site.
The original project budget was over $4 million due to a scope of work that included placing the station in privately owned property that we were planning to purchase. Through another look at the geotechnical conditions at the site, we determined that we could rebuild the station in the same footprint that existed before. And through the intense and involved cooperation with our Parks and Recreation Department, with the support of the Friends of Boyd Hill, we were able to get this station approved for its location with a temporary station installed in the very south end of the Lake McGorry Picnic Park.
The opening of a new station comes at an emotional time for many Americans as the 10th anniversary of 9/11 approaches. Mayor Bill Foster said this is a time for reflection, but he hopes residents of St. Petersburg will pay homage to emergency responders all the time.
We don't need an event like that to just remember and to constantly pay a tribute to the brave men and women of St. Pete Fire and Rescue and the St. Petersburg Police Department, who serve our community at an extreme high level every single day.
Jason Jensen, the project's architect, said he was happy to have had the opportunity to give back to the men and women who serve our communities.
Really, a project like these is just about making sure that we take care of them. And this is a house, this is a workplace, and to design something that can really give back to them for a long time to come is really the challenge.
The list of sustainable design highlights is impressive, but firefighters will also be able to enjoy 1 of 5 leather reclining chairs in front of a large flat screen television, make a snack from 1 of 3 stainless steel refrigerators, or get in a workout in the facility's training room. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.